WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This is Fresh Air. Later on the show, a talk with documentary filmmaker Pierre Sauvage about a village of Protestants who sheltered Jews in occupied France. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has been listening to a recent reissue of a live concerto performance by his favorite pianist, Arthur Schnabel. He has some personal thoughts about the way recordings are edited.
A couple of years ago, I went into the studio to record my segment for Fresh Air. I was reviewing an album I especially liked, and I didn't want to screw up. But I had a terrible cold. I could barely get through a single sentence without coughing. The following week, I listened to the broadcast with a sense of morbid curiosity. I was astonished. Sentence flowed smoothly into sentence without any sign of the strain that was all too present in the studio. I didn't even sound hoarse. The editing was a deception, of course, but it hurt no one and it saved the segment. Hardly a piece of music is recorded without some similar cutting and pasting. But in the earlier days of classical music recording, some performers were very suspicious of this process. The great pianist Arthur Schnabel, for instance, didn't like retakes. "I might play better," he said, "but it would not be as good." That's why you can hear occasional technical slip-ups on his studio recordings. I wonder what he would think of a recent release on the Music and Arts label. Schnabel never made a commercial recording of Mozart's sublimely lyrical A major piano concerto, No. 23, but he performed it live with the New York Philharmonic Symphony Orchestra under Arthur Rudzinski on March 3, 1946. A pirated recording of that performance was far and away the most moving version of the concerto I'd ever heard. The slow movement, so intimate and deeply felt, was one of Schnabel's great achievements. It's now out on a Music and Arts compact disc, and it's as great as I remember. Sometime after I first heard that pirated recording, I read about Schnabel's lapse of memory in the last movement. He had botched a difficult run, then had to stop and look at the conductor's score before he could continue. But I couldn't remember hearing any memory lapse or pause of any kind on the recording. In fact, it had been edited out, as of course it would have been in the studio. But I felt oddly cheated. Wasn't a live recording supposed to be a document of a particular moment? Didn't the editing misrepresent the actual performance? The new CD continues to omit the memory lapse. The editing is so smooth you'd have to follow a score to be aware that anything serious was wrong. Though this time the liner notes explain exactly what happened, why the piano and orchestra are briefly not together, and why 20 bars of music are missing. Would Schnabel himself have wanted to preserve for posterity such a major blunder? Would you want to hear that blunder every time you played this disc, which might be fairly often? Just once, though, I'd like to know what it was really like to be at the Philharmonic on March 3, 1946, to hear how, as in real life, one of the world's greatest musicians could make a terrible mistake and still give a great performance at the same time.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. Arthur Schnabel's live performances of Mozart's 23rd and 24th piano concertos are on the Music and Arts label. This is Fresh Air.